and running. Time zero.
Okay. Overhead. That's a forward dump valve open now.
Okay, one good.
A lot of surface area on that hatch.
Cabin depress at 114 hours, 19 minutes.
Still tight, huh? Yeah, let her drop. Rest a minute, let her drop. Okay, it should be almost zero now.
Hey, we're showing a tenth of a pound right now.
Don't have the BAMPS and ECS torsion lights.
No, they're on.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You got them on dim. Okay. Just try to see them over there.
Okay. getting a water flag clear here in a minute. Okay, my PGA is getting down to about usable pressure of 4.3 now. What's your net?
Okay, reading 4.2.
This will be able to work in a minute. Okay, dust warning status is good. We have the water step light, BMCCF.
Ed, this is Houston. We're showing your feed water pressure going up. You ought to be in business shortly.
Roger. Water pressure, water flag just cleared. That's great.
Outstanding.
Pressure is out. Your water flag's about to clear.
Okay, and Al's pressure is rising now. It ought to clear momentarily.
Okay, all the water flag is clear.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It all be.
Okay. Okay. Lighting an interview to the DIM.
Okay.
DIM, stop the DET.
Okay, DET is stopped.
Okay.
Forward hatch the rest of the way open.
Ready.
Okay, forward hatch is open. Lower your visor. Oh, let me get a new drill. Let me get that.
Yeah, let me. You.
That's fine.
Okay,
can you reach everything now? Okay. See that guy. Get your antenna as you go out.
Alrighty, starting out the door.
Hey, you're gonna have to get your place down a little. Roll toward me.
Okay, coming over.
There you go. Now you're clear. Head down as soon as you can, back right on out. That's great. Wait a minute, let me get your antenna. Hold it.
Okay.
You'll have to get mine when I come out. Okay. You're clear. Go on out.
Okay, clear that. Give me the Jennifer Barry.
Roger, let me get over here on the other side so I can get to it. Oops.
The jettison bag has materials the crew will not use on lunar exploration.
I'm hung up on something else.
Probably that,
that's the door handle. I got it loose now.
Okay, very good.
Jefferson bag coming at you.
Okay. Okay, I've got it now. Standing by for the LEC.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll
shortly, Shepard will be throwing the equipment conveyor belt.
While he's working on the LEC, let me comment that it certainly is a stark place here in Fraumaro. I think it's made all the more stark by the fact that the sky is completely black.
Roger.
Okay, I have the conveyor now. Out of the bag. And it's deployed. And standing by to deploy the Mesa. And the Mesa has released. Mesa has released properly, Houston.
Roger, Al.
Cutting down the ladder.
Roger.
The Mesa has been deployed.
Okay, Al, beautiful. We can see you coming down the ladder right now. It looks like you're about on the bottom step. And on the surface. Not bad for an old man.
Okay, you're right. Al is on the surface, and it's been a long way, but we're here. Yeah, I can see the reason we have a tilt is because we landed on the slope. The landing gear struts appear to be about evenly depressed.
Roger, out.
And moving around, getting familiar with the surface. Surface in which the forward foot pad landed is extremely soft. Matter of fact, it's in a small depression. The soil is so soft that it comes up all the way to the top of the foot pad. They even fold it over the side to some degree. The same is true of the plus Y strut.
Roger.
Okay, we'll move on over. Take a look at Fraumaro. Take a look at Concreto, I should say. Which is right where it should be. And is a very impressive sight.
And Terry, this is Houston. You are go for two-man EVA. Over.
Roger, Houston, thank you. And continuing, we can see the boulders on the rim. It looks as though we have a good traverse route up to the top of Cone. I can see Cone Ridge going along to the north. That's very apparent. Starting out. Okay.
Ed, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Very great to be coming down.
Roger, bottom step. Going on now, Houston. We set up a tripod.
Antares, this is Houston. I request EMU status check here.
Okay, Houston. LMP is 3.75 PSI. Meeting 85%. All flags go.
Roger, men cooling.
Men cooling. Men cooling.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay, CDR here is 81%. CDR is 81%. 3.75. No flags. Men cooling.
Roger out. You're looking good down here.
Shepard now setting the TV up on a tripod.
And Houston allows getting that television. I'll go ahead and get my contingency sample. Get it out of the way.
Roger, Ed.
Mitchell now getting the contingency sample. This should be about 2 to 4 pounds of lunar materials.
The contingency sample is being taken about 25 feet to the, in the 0-100 position of the limb, adjacent to about a 5-foot crater. I'll identify it for you later.
Roger out.
You want to watch the cable as they roll it in? Okay.
Al, this is Houston. Would you verify the lens still capped? Over.
That's affirmative.
Roger.
Shepard positioning the television to get a view of the mesa and ladder area on Antares.
Keep going. Okay, it's about 50 feet, I'd say. Why don't we get all the cable out while we're at it? Okay, go ahead and pull it out. Oh, okay. Let me get the contingency sample folded up.
The television being positioned about 50 feet out.
Hey, Houston, the lens cap is off. We're aiming for the general area of the mesa. Now, can you pull the rest of this cable out away from the mesa?
Yeah, we
foot zoom. How does that look?
Okay, I think you can zoom in a little more. Let's try 40 here. Okay, and on the F stop, Al, we'd like to stop it down one additional stop. That's toward the higher numbers.
Okay, it's going from 22 to 44, and I'll zoom it in to 40. Stand by.
Okay, hold the zoom there, and the position looks good also.
Okay, how about the F stop?
Al, this is Houston. See if you can stop it down a little more. Run it up, run the diaphragm ring up against the stop there. It's still a little bright.
Okay, it's right up against the stop.
Houston, request you go to peak control.
Okay, going to peak. Satisfactory?
Okay, Al, now we'd like to open it up to F-22.
Okay, this is the next adjustment to F-22. There you go.
Roger. Houston, would you confirm that you're at F-22 now?
Okay, I'm confirming that I'm at peak and that I'm at F-22. Television adjustments, the 230 position approximately 15 feet where the camera is slightly uphill. We see that the lamb did in fact land on sort of a down slope.
Al, this is Houston.
Almost a basin. Go ahead.
Roger, Al, this is Houston. We'd like to go back to average and F-44, stop it down all the way and then leave it there.
Okay, this is the last adjustment. F-44.
Roger, and back the zoom out to about 35.
Okay, go on. And going to average. And back the zoom out to 35. And how does that look?
Beautiful.
Okay, pressing on. F-band antenna.
Roger, press.
Again, continuing. Continuing, the soil is very fine here. Very fine grain. And as we mentioned before, there are very few samples that have any size at all.
Mostly hand sample size and box of generally 1 to 2 inches or less.
Houston, as you can see, the SRC table is deployed. EB is emptied, and I'm putting the lyochemistry in it now.
Roger, Ed, and you did leave the contingency sample on the ladder.
That's affirmative, that's where it is.
Yes, it looks as though we landed in a fairly rough place.
Yes, indeed it does. Evidenced by the fact you dug your front landing gear into a hole. Houston, the LR cubed is coming off.
Roger, Ed.
this is Houston. If you would, give us some commentary on how the legs go into the surface.
Okay, the legs are in the surface approximately 1 inch, I would say. It would be fairly equal all the way around. Perhaps the leg to the left is in an inch and a half.
Roger, we were driving more at forest penetration, and did you meet any rocks or anything like that?
I didn't attempt to run any kind of an experiment.
Roger, I copy.
Forcing the legs down, I just...
Kangaroo.
Now you're too far away. I should have more cable than that. It's hung up. Okay, how are we with respect to the cable? I'm afraid you're too far away. Well, I wanted to get maximum length. I'm moving on in. Let's see. Yeah, I wanted it up too. This is all I've got, Al. Okay, we'll bring it in. Right over here, right about in here, anywhere, I'd probably do it. We'll have to put it right here to get it level. Okay? Can you reach that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you want to stand clear, we'll play the antenna.
Set it up.
Okay, here we go. Hung up at the top. Base?
Yep.
Can you tilt it over toward me without dropping it? I'll get it unhung for you. All righty. Ready for it? Okay, lower it on down.
Okay.
Good coming. Okay, set it up. Okay. All kinds of freebies in today's simulation.
Roger, we got the boys in the back room working overtime.
Sure have. Okay. Changes the whole deal.
That's about it. Azimuth.
Hey, I don't see it now.
I'll just put it back down again. Okay.
Okay. I think my plus, my OPS is hitting it.
All right, just a second. Let me back it off. Let me just blow this a little bit. Okay, that's about it for azimuth. I'll come down a little bit.
Okay.
Let me just check if it's where you want to go. Yeah, pretty soon. Okay, coming down a little bit.
Good job.
Hold it.
Back up just a bit. Right there. Okay, I have the Earth centered.
Okay.
Okay, Houston. Foresighted the Earth, dark side and all.
This is Houston, roger.
Hey, the span antenna has been erected and aligned, and the cable has been attached.
And I'll go back in the switch.
Roger, Ed.
Okay.
And we'd like to get an EMU status report as you go by.
Okay, the CDR is reading 3.75. Reading 7.6 on the O2. I have no flags. I'm still a minimum flow and I'm comfortable.
Okay, this is Ed. I'm reading 3.75. About 75% the O2. No flags. Minimum cooling and I'm very comfortable too.
Roger, out. And I guess contingency sample into the ETB. TV.
Houston, I'm back in the limb.
Roger, Ed.
Not a great deal of problem. I'm getting ready to switch to lunar stay. Give me a call, and if I don't hear you in about 30 seconds, we'll go back.
Ed, this is Houston. You're go to switch to lunar stay. Go ahead.
Did the contingency sample get in there?
describe the general landing site. We are, in fact, in a low area. There seems to be a general swale or a wide valley between the Triplet Crater and the Doublet Crater. And we are on the downhill side at this particular point. It levels off at a lower elevation to the west of the limb, approximately 50 feet lower there, and then it starts back up to the rim of Dublin. It's a very uneven landing area here, and of course, like all other sections of the moon, it's pockmarked by a tremendous amount of craters. The surface here, as we point out, is mostly fines, and I hate to discuss any kind of lineations here in the immediate vicinity of the limb, because I can see very definite indications of the radial dust pattern caused by the descent engine. I don't see any other lineal patterns as such right here in the area. Well, perhaps half a dozen very large rocks at the 1 o'clock position of the limb. But perhaps they're ejected from cone, although they don't seem to have any particular ray pattern. They probably are ejected from Doublet, since they appear to be closer to Doublet than they do Triplet. They are a lighter gradient material, the material of the is lighter gray in color, and I'm certain that we'll get some of those samples on the way back from our all-sub deployment. It's very difficult to assess any kind of stratigraphy in cone right now, looking back at it, because we're looking into the sun at a low sun angle, and it's just not the right direction to view that crater. We're looking for a stratigraphy. But there certainly are boulders on it. From here, it looks as though they're at least 20 feet in diameter, perhaps, at least the ones we can see here in the western slope. They appear to be grouped fairly close to the rim of the crater, and not too many large boulders on down the sides of the slopes, the outside rim. Again, it looks as though the plane was traveling slowly forward and slowly to the right. As you'll see from the photographs, that's the direction of the landing gear probes as they're bent. The footpad plus Y, for example, has a drag pattern of approximately 1 foot in the dust.
Attached.
about 3 feet to the southeast of the current location of the bell. That's probably where the bus was when the engine was cut off. And the land slowly drifted to the northwest from there. Okay, lens cover is coming off. Come on down.
Okay.
you give me a mark, Al, when you start using film?
I just started using film now.
Roger, are you on 24?
12.
Roger, 12.
Okay, let me close the hatch.
Here.
Give me a mark.
America's ready.
Roger out.
How's this, Bruce? Look okay?
Roger, that's a good sight.
rig out toward infinity. And how's your picture, Houston? Houston, this is Ed.
Because of the sun angle, but it's just about on the near horizon.
I'm sorry, there are three mounds, three ridges. The near side, the nearest one, the ridge that doublet is on, and then the far horizon. And I'm bringing it on out for you. Doublet is on the second hill that you see.
Roger, we can see the ridges, and I can see a crater that probably is doublet.
Okay. We'll zoom back in and move on around. I think Gal's about to finish up his task over there.
Negative, I'm still working at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
And I just wonder how come McCandless has the audacity to presume that we're wrong about doublet crater.
Very presumptuous. Okay, Bruce, I'm coming around one more sector. And you should be able, I'm going to move it just a little bit more. You should be able to see the large rock, the four or five rocks I was talking about in my discussion before we got out of the limb. And now I'll zoom in on those, if I may.
Yes, please.
Here we come.
Okay, now point the camera down a degree or two.
Okay. How's that?
Beautiful. You might come right a degree or so. I see the small rocks off to the right. Okay. What's that object in profile on the horizon?
I mentioned a quadruplet. Chain of craters.
Okay, point it down a little.
Well, they're right here in front of me. Okay. The quadruplet chain of craters starts right here in front of me. Well, it's halfway between the rock and myself.
You're getting all sky.
Across here. Now, there are quite a few. Let me zoom back in again.
Roger. Okay, hold it.
Okay, how's that now?
Good.
Okay, there's the south quadruplet crater, and then there's the next one, and the next one, and the largest one.
Roger. Okay, we probably better go back to zoom 25 and press on with the panorama.
Okay, I'm at zoom 25, and I'm looking almost due north now. I'll swing back around and pan from our rocks. There's the rocks we were looking at. Panning slowly to the north, you can now see the undulation, the ridges that Al was talking about.
Roger.
There's not a level portion out here that's more than a few square meters. And you can see at least three ridges between us and the horizon. Now I'll zoom in out here once more. Let you see in close hand what's out there. Another pile of rocks. More ridges.
Okay, you're pointing at the sky.
Okay.
That's better.
Need a gun sight on this thing.
Sure do.
Is that better?
Yeah, the horizon is about one quarter of the way up.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Al is finished with the documentation, counter 110.
Roger, Al, 110, Indianapolis, Indiana. And Ed, a frame or two ago, it looked like one of those rocks was split right down the middle. Did you notice that, too?
No, I don't think it is. It may be, it may look like it from there. We'll go by there later on.
Roger. Let's press on with the TV panorama. about 2 minutes behind timeline at this point, Ed. And you're looking at Sky again. Bring her down. Okay. Okay, Ed, we're recording all this on videotape so that it only takes a relatively brief period of time looking at the scene that we can play it back frame at a time later on. Back at 25. Ed, are you reading me?
Ed, are you reading Houston?
Ed?
I'm not reading anybody.
Oh, God. Ed, this is Houston. We're not reading you.
Okay, Bruce, now you are. I hit the transmit switch to off.
Roger, loud and clear.
The horizon that you see in this view is the north flank leading up to Cone Crater. It's over a mile away, a mile and a half away. I'll give a quick zoom in on it. And then I can't go any closer to the sun right now.
Okay, you're looking at Sky again.
Okay, we're... Okay. There you go.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're at the time to... deploy the med, Ed, if you want to swing it on back around.
Okay.
Bruce, what was the zoom setting you wanted?
Okay, let's try about 45 there. We'd like to get the flag in at the right extremity and the plus Y, if we can, at the left extremity. Hold that. Pan left about 2 degrees. Left 2 degrees. Okay, that looks... Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, back it out about to 40 on the zoom. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, Al and Ed, if we could get you both in the field of view there for a minute, we've got a message for you. Okay, you're looking lovely, troops. Why don't you take a pair and let me pass a message to you.
Okay.
We were very pleased a few minutes ago to receive a phone call here in Mission Control from President Nixon. He asked me to extend to you and to Stu his best congratulations. He said that like millions of people all over the world, he is an astronaut watcher at this time. The picture is coming in very well at the White House, he said. The President said he knew how many thousands of people had worked on this mission, without whom men would not be walking safely on the moon. He asked that I wish the Apollo entire team well. The President said he was proud of you and proud of them. He sent you a wire just before the flight wishing you Godspeed, and he wishes you well on your return flight. The President also asked me to invite you to the White House for dinner and to spend a weekend at Camp David with your families after the mission is completed. Over.
That's fine, Nick. Thanks very much. And we appreciate those kind words.
Thank you, Deke, and convey our thanks to the President, please.
Roger, will do. I don't think Stu got this, but we'll see if he gets it later.
Okay. Okay, you ready? Get the wheels first. Hey.
Okay.
Okay, let's put it down. Let's get to...
Roger.